This is a Sichuan News Update. The city of Nanaimo wants to give opportunities to community members to stop and reflect on the space around them with a new poetry trail. In collaboration with City of Nanaimo Poet Laureate Neil Sirkan, the city has placed 3 viewfinders in 3 different downtown and South End areas to invite those who pass by to engage with poetry in their everyday life. CHY met with Sirkan at the Bing Ke Food Forest, where one of the viewfinders is located along the Bing Ke Trail. Sirkan says that since becoming Poet Laureate at the end of last year, he wanted to create a project that gives opportunities for his neighbors and the rest of the community to pause and be prompted to think about the place they live to create their own poems.
And so when this opportunity came up to put poems as prompts into the public space, so instead of me offering my own words or my own reflections, giving space for community members to come up and see what strikes them in their own lives in a poetic sense, I just jumped at it.
Each viewfinder on the poetry trail comes with a unique prompt, questioning the space they're in through poetry. Each viewfinder also has a frame, framing a particular ecological space.
Yeah, I love to ride my bike around town. It's one of my favorite ways to be in an urban space. And so having these points to maybe stop and reflect and kind of consider more broadly what it means to be here amidst all my histories and contexts and amidst the histories of this place is just, I think, a great way to merge getting a little bit of fresh air, getting some exercise, and also churning over the muscles of memory and working through imaginary zones.
The 3 stops on the Poetry Trail are at the Queen Elizabeth Promenade, looking out to the water and Say Such an Island, another along Front Street, overlooking the downtown harbor, and one in the South End next to the Bing Ke Community Food Forest. Along with the prompts are scannable QR codes where people can submit their own poetic responses. Selected submissions may then be shared by the Poet Laureate and the City of Nanaimo on social media. Sirkan says these prompts are meant for people to slow down, take a second, and engage with the present moment.
And so these prompts are meant to encourage that engagement without feeling like you need to aspire to some sort of publishable creation on first go, because no one really writes that way. We tend to just keep scattering things and working through drafts until something we're happy with emerges. And the joy in that process is what's so great about this art form, in my opinion. The polished stuff is great to be proud of or to share, but also just those personal initial scraps, those little happenings, are the true thrill of being alive in language, I think.
Sirkan says he's excited to see the responses people come up with from the Poetry Trail and connecting with the space around them. Additional locations are planned for the North Nanaimo area next year. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.